303 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon, and I got to tell you, if yesterday was great, today is even a half step closer. Speaking weather-wise, I mean, the world's going to hell, but otherwise, I mean, it's nice. It's the low humidity. Oh, absolutely, absolutely luxurious. I've got the windows open here in the former Black Shack. I really do. We've got a lot that we're going to cover, obviously, front and center, whether we want it to be or not, is this never-ending circus that is taking place in Chicago as the Democrats gather to celebrate. Well, first they're celebrating their coup, and then they are, well, they continue to hide the person they selected to be their party standard bearer. It's now a solid month, by the way. Congratulations, Mazel Tov, as we might say in my neighborhood. Congratulations to Kamala Harris, 30-plus days now since she was handed the approval after they stuck all the knives in Joe Biden's back. And she still hasn't held any sort of a press conference or answered any questions. She did do a sit-down with Tampon Tim Walz, and they joked about how he's a white guy and has mayonnaise on his tacos. You understand how insulting that is? Really, let's just cut right to the chase here. How insulting is that? It would only be allowed, and it is only allowed, if you are mocking a white guy. You couldn't make a joke like that about a black person or a Latino person or an Asian person. And you know what? I don't think you could make it against a woman, period. I mean, a real, actual, honest-to-goodness woman, not like, well, we'll get into that. There's a judge that's weighing in on an issue up here in Hanover, which is outrageous. But it just makes your hair hurt, some of the stupidity. So he talks about eating tacos with mayonnaise, you know, and as a white guy, he doesn't do spicy stuff. And it's all laughing and frivolity. But understand the underlying point of this. What's underscoring all of it? It's you as a white guy don't really have a role in anything anymore. We had one of the MSNBC hacks, who was it, Alex Wagner, last night say that the Kamala Harris ascension, that's what they're calling it, ascension, signifies the death of the white patriarchy.
Okay, well,
I can't tell you which way you ought to be viewing this, but if you are, I don't know, a white guy, you should probably be a little concerned. If you're married to a white guy, you should probably be a little concerned. If you've got kids who are, you know, white guys, you should probably be concerned for them. We are at an unbelievable moment right now in this nation where we've got two such clear paths. And for everybody who continues their hatred of Donald Trump, you know, they have at it. But at least be honest with yourself and take a look at where you are going to go. It could be a function of age, right? You get to a certain age, you go, you know what? I'm going to be dead in 5 years or 10 years. Don't care. Do any damn thing you want. I've got my money. I've taken care of me. I've taken care of my kids. And the rest of you are on your own. But there are people like that. I know very, very, very selfish, self-centered, egomaniacal, narcissistic folks who think that way. You take a look at some of the Hollywood crowd. In fact, you take a look at the vast majority of the Hollywood crowd. That's how they think. They're perfectly willing to go along with the socialist ideas because they're not going to redistribute any of their own money. That's staying with them and with their family. So they don't care about you. That's become abundantly clear, hasn't it? Any of these actors or actresses, they're all the same, with the exception of a handful who have decided they are either not going to talk about political issues or they're just going to keep their mouths shut, because otherwise they get completely and totally blackballed out in Hollywood. That's where we are right now. It's going to be interesting to see what Robert Kennedy Jr. does. Bobby has been with us a number of times, and I like him. I like him a lot. I wasn't going to vote for him, but I like him. And I do wonder if there were people who were looking at him saying, you know, I just can't bring myself to vote for Trump. And there are people like that. There are people that have such a knee-jerk reaction, such a bizarre, visceral response to former president. I can't vote for him. I just can't do it. I'll vote for this Kennedy guy. He's not going to win, but at least not a vote for Trump. Okay. You know, I actually understand that. Because I remember the first time that Donald Trump was running. And I thought, I don't know, is it going to be difficult for people to vote for him? Because that was a lot closer, if you remember, 8 years ago. And it was time-wise, a lot closer to the things that he had said that people didn't like and the tweets that he had sent that people didn't like. It was kind of fresh. And there were plenty of folks who said, well, I get it. His policies are better, but I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I think there's a chunk of people who are looking at Bobby Kennedy that way right now. Like, oh, I know that Trump's got the better ideas, but I just can't do it. Now, what happens if Bobby Kennedy on Friday, and that's when this is going to happen, simply announces, hey, I'm out. I'm out. Now that everybody has seen how the Democrats cook the books, and they've been cooking the books for a long, long time. You go back to their selection of Hillary Clinton, right? Bernie Sanders was the choice of the wackadoodles in the party. But the higher-ups, who are billionaires themselves, even as they are ridiculing billionaires, they decided Hillary Clinton was the safe choice. And oh, what the heck? She had stuck around long enough, so we're going to give it to her. So they cooked the books. Joe Biden was a book cooker, right? Couple of years back, they all looked at him and, well, you know, the hell, how bad can it be? It's not really going to be doing anything. We'll be pulling the strings. He's, you know, he's the presidential meat puppet. Just let him have it. Let him have it. He's been here long enough. So they cooked the books for him. And one of the chief cookers of the books back then is their selection this time out, that Kamala Harris. You remember, she's never gotten a single vote in terms of the electoral process, right? She dropped out of the primaries before they held a single election last time. This time, they just handed it to her. So she is, in many ways, the ideal selection because she's been part of the go-along-to-get-along book cooking commission since the beginning. And because of the thoroughly dishonest members of the legacy news media, she's getting a free pass on this one. It's amazing to me. It really is. It's just absolutely, positively amazing to look at this and analyze this and realize that we could very well be at the end of this country. I hate to say it, but we really could be at that point. It sounds so dramatic. I know. Oh, my gosh, Jeff, come on. We've made it through all this stuff, and we always make it through everything, and we made it through the Civil War. We made it through. I got you. But when you have people who have said very clearly that their goal is to, quote, fundamentally transform America, now they have another chance to fundamentally transform America. It has nothing to do with gender or race or anything else. It has to do with actual policies and ideology. Well, we're in a bad place right now. Very, very bad place. Very bad place. We'll see. That's all I got to say. So Bobby Kennedy on Friday will make an announcement. We'll see and hear and read what it was. He was the subject of tremendous book cooking. This time, as you know, had tremendous support in the Democrat Party. They made sure that they froze him out. They didn't want him running. They didn't want Biden exposed to anybody who would ask him a question. They knew what a terrible state he was in. And now they've taken a person who is part and parcel of all the problems we're seeing in America right now and said, oh, well, she's the person to solve all the problems we're seeing in America right now. In a twisted way, that's probably right, because she's created the problems we're seeing in America. So I guess if you really wanted to undo them, you would pick the person who created the problems and then say, oh, yeah, well, she can now decide how to fix those problems. But doesn't seem odd that she's now running against all the stuff that's happened in the last 4 years. Oh, one other thing. I did some math. And, you know, numbers are not my thing. I'm not really a big math guy, but I did do some math. In the last, let me see, 4 and 4 is 8 and 8 is 16. Okay. In the last 16 years, Democrats have been in the White House for 12 of them. So for 12 of the last 16 years, Democrats have been firmly in charge of the White House. And yet, somehow, some way, all the problems are the result of Donald Trump. It doesn't make any sense, does it? No, but again, the heck do I know? I'm just throwing it out there to let you know about it. A couple of things I do have to remind you about. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, that is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You're always welcome to jump on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. We'll take a look at that and let you know what's on people's minds that way. I do have a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. Yeah, I sure do. They're coming August the 31st, 7 o'clock. They're going to be at the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. That is the Serve Pro Pavilion, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. I'm going to make it easy for you, and we're going to do it at Jeremy's favorite time of day, 4:20 this afternoon. You will be a specific caller. I'm not telling you which caller yet, but you've probably got a clue. But at 4:20-ish this afternoon, we'll give you a chance to get those tickets, and I'm hoping you will be the very, very, very successful winner. Adam Epstein's going to be joining us in a couple of moments. Adam is over on the sports station here at the Radio Factory. And he's got a big event coming up. And it's thank God, it's got nothing to do with issues. There's nothing of substance, which is actually a nice thing in this day and age. It's all about sports, all about football. So we're going to chat with him in a couple of moments and find out what's going on there, how you can get involved, how you can have some fun. Our citizen journalist, Mike Dickinson, of course, going to be along at 5:33. And I'm going to let you in on this twisted, bizarre, absurd legal case involving a boy here in Hanover County who was told he cannot play on the girls' tennis team, but a federal judge. Now, the federal judge had something even weirder to say. And we'll get to that in just a moment. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Oh, speaking of book cooking, he just came out with some new jobs numbers. Oh, gosh. You know, somebody in the division of counting and checking, there was like a misplaced comma or something. I mean, it happens, right? Come on. 810,000 jobs, they said, were created. In fact, we're not created. I mean, what are you going to do? It's a million jobs this way, that way. Well, sure. The old numbers came out right about the time that they were putting the crown on Kamala Harris's head and pushing poor old Joe Biden right off the cliff. But, you know, it's just a coinkydink. That's all. No, I mean, people who think these things are coordinated or they're intentional. No. It's a rounding error. It's an accounting error. It's crazy, isn't it? It really is. I mean, and it's so in your face that you just have to think, huh, why even bother saying anything? Why not just let it go? Let it go. If you're not going to hold these people accountable for what they say in the first place, why even bother at this point? I mean, I obviously will tell you about it, but the legacy news media hacks? No. They will simply put it as a footnote somewhere, if they bother to cover it at all. You will, in all likelihood, not see it on any of the network news programs, but that's okay, because nobody actually watches the network news programs. Will the MSNBC people cover it? Of course not. Why would they? Why would they? It just flies in the face of everything that they are trying to advance, and they are not going to let the facts get in the way of their story. So they will continue with what they are doing, and you and I will sit here, I guess, and be aware of the truth, and, well, somehow, some way, just have to deal with it. Sure. Why not? Let me share a little something with you. This is, well, how do I say? This is priceless. This is absolutely priceless. Former President Trump is in Michigan. And he's campaigning in Michigan, he's in Wisconsin, he's in Pennsylvania, he's in North Carolina. In other words, he's in all of the battleground states. He's not ceding any territory to Kamala Harris, which is good. Which tells me that his internal polling numbers are saying to him, hey, dude, you absolutely positively have got shots in each of these places. So don't write him off. Don't write him off. The media types, of course, are just angry at all of this. So just take a listen real fast here to cut number six.
Thank you, everybody, very much.
Thank you for coming.
Kamala Harris' campaign is asking you to be in his town because they say you're a white supremacist, you're a hundred goat.
They're Democrats.
Who was here in 2021?
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Priceless. Priceless. So the hack reporter who is simply regurgitating on demand the Kamala Harris talking by, well, Donald Trump is in this place. It's all white supremacists. She asked the question. You could barely see the strings being pulled. And Donald Trump doesn't miss a chance. Hey, who was here in 2021? Joe Biden. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget, tip your waiters and waitresses. That's it. Boom. Let them go. So a federal judge, a U.S. District Court judge by the name of M. Hannah Lauk, has decided that a boy should be included on the girls' tennis team up here in Hanover County. The boy is, All right, the boy and the ACLU are claiming that by not allowing a boy onto the girls' tennis team, he's being discriminated against because of his sex. And the judge says that's absolutely true. The judge said that the school board excluded this boy on the basis of sex from participating in an educational program, which is true. The educational program is the girls' tennis team. Now, the boy had every opportunity in the world to try out for the boys' team, but for whatever reason chose not to. Riley Gaines actually weighed in on this, said that this boy has apparently been on puberty blockers since he was the age of seven. What sort of a parent do you have to be to put a seven-year-old on that sort of medication? I mean, you have to be almost as twisted as the people who perform, like, genital mutilations on these children. It's just absolutely, it's awful. It is just awful. And yet, there it is. It is right in our backyard. And for all of the folks who want to tell me about this county versus that county, here in Hanover County, the entire school board voted and said this boy should not be on the girls' tennis team. Why? Because he's not a girl. About as basic as it gets. And I will remind you that even though Hanover County is relatively conservative, we've got some real pockets of left-wing folks, including the town of Ashland. But the entire school board voted and agreed that the boy should not play on the girls' tennis team, and that includes the folks in Ashland. In other words, if it's that clear, then you ought to pay attention to it. You know what I mean? I mean, really, it just, there's no other way to look at this. Don't we have an expert on that, by the way?
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's yeah. XX does not equal XY, and XY does not equal XX, and it never will. It really is just that simple. All right, we'll take a little break from the issues of the day, and we'll talk a little bit about some football. Football Fest, is that what they're doing over there on the talk station? Well, Adam Epstein's going to be along. Looks like it's going to be a great big party, and I want you to take part in it, particularly if you like a little football. We'll do that at 3:33. It is 3:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here. I got the windows open. It is lovely. It's like 74 degrees. It's the humidity that's vacant. It's missing. It's gone. That's what's making it so doggone comfortable. Our buddy Mike Dickinson is going to be along at 5:33. Looking forward to him. He joins us every Wednesday at 5:33. We allow him to do some real, honest-to-goodness citizen reporting. And he's got a whole look at the chief administrative officer for the city of Richmond. It's such a collection of clowns and buffoons down there. And this is the very latest one that Mike will be talking about. We've also got a pair of tickets for Casey and the Sunshine Band. They're coming up my way to Doswell, Meadowood Bend Park, Atlantic Union Bank, ServPro Pavilion. It's August the 31st, 7 p.m. Oh, we're also working, Jeremy, you just need to know, I'm working behind the scenes to get Casey on the air with us, so that should be fun. But we'll give you a chance to win those tickets at 4:20 this afternoon. Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140. Something else that's going on in our area, and if you are a football person, you do need to know about this. Adam Epstein is joining us with a couple of the details on that. Good afternoon, Adam.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad that you could join us for a couple.
Absolutely, and yeah, I need to give your producer, Jeremy, a lot of credit. Look, I like to, you know, make fun of my producer. I like to give him a hard time. But everyone at the station works so hard, and Jeremy did a great job last year. He came to Football Festival, took photos and videos, and that allowed me to do a better job promoting it this year. And so it's going on this Saturday at River City Roll, August 24th from 3 to 7. And it is the ultimate party for football fans because we have live music, we've got games, we've got prizes, and a ton of awesome special guests.
All right. Well, you are at the top, I know, of the list of awesome special guests, but who else you got on the list?
Absolutely. So the plan was to bring together all of the voices that you hear on WRNL 910 The Fan. And so nice. Our two special guests are Grant Polson and Danny Rouillet. Your afternoon drive, Grant and Danny, can be heard from 3 to 6. We've got the voice of Who's Talking, Frank Maloney. We've got Dave Rickert from JMU. Virginia Tech, VMI, Randolph-Macon, Richmond Spiders are all bringing representatives to Football Festival. And the big shout-out is to the Commanders, who are sending their rally team with over 200 giveaway items, T-shirts, swag, and they're bringing former Commanders cornerback Fred Smoot, who's going to be signing autographs, taking pictures. And if you're a Commanders fan, you know the mouth of the South is Fred Smoot, one of the all-time best in terms of working with the fans, watch parties and everything. And so he was awesome to be a player on the field, and he's even better since he's retired. And so I'm looking forward to bringing Fred Smoot to Richmond this Saturday.
How cool is that? All right, now, I want to remind everybody, Adam Epstein is joining us. He is over at The Fan, our wonderful, wonderful sports station inside of our radio factory there. Adam, I want you to tell everybody who your favorite team is. I mean, you got to pony up and actually own this. Which football team are you rooting for?
Yes, I ride and die and literally die and have died for 31 years supporting the Washington Commanders, formerly known as the Redskins, formerly known as the Washington Football Team, formerly owned by Dan Snyder, the devil himself. But I have supported this team my entire life. Look, my dad taught me you root for the teams that he likes, and he liked all the D.C. sports teams, and so that's been the rule. We only support the DMV, and so college football, I like Virginia Tech. Looking forward to the Hokies this season, but in the NFL, I'm a diehard Redskins fan.
Wow. How's that working out for you, by the way?
Man, it's depressing. I mean, every Sunday I wake up with a smile and I go to sleep with a frown.
You know, I'm not a football expert, but I'm married into a Patriots family, and so have been a loyal New England Patriots fan, except when we opened up that southern branch in Tampa for a couple of years. Then, you know, I was watching my Bucks, but you are, how do I say it? You're loyal, but man, you got no hope, do you? This is it. This is as good as it's ever going to get. Could you possibly make the argument that the Washington team, whatever their name is, should think about Arena Football League or something like that? Maybe.
Well, believe me, it's embarrassing rooting for this team, but if you listen to my show, I believe that the future is now. With a new starting quarterback, with a new coach, a new GM, and a new owner. And really, that's what it comes down to, is you just can't win when your owner's a buffoon. And, you know, I hear you talking about a bunch of buffoons that we've got in our government and all that stuff. We had a buffoon running this Washington football team for 25-plus years. Now that he's gone, yeah, I think we all can actually dream of the 91 season, something like that happening again, where there's so much excitement. And believe me, Richmond supports this team when they're winning. It's yeah, tough when they're losing, but when they're winning, there's a ton of Commanders fans in Richmond.
All right. All right. Well, listen, I wish you nothing but the best, because, you know, we're in the process. Well, we are. We're in the process of rebuilding with the Patriots. We are. We've gone through a little bit of a change there. And it well, it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting because we're now seeing, and you know this, regardless of which team you have supported for this period of time, that period of time, the reality is there are a lot of new folks that have come on the scene. I have to bow my head towards Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he really, after he got beaten up that first time, right, against Tom Terrific, yeah, and the Pats, he went back and he said, okay, I can take my ball and go home, or I can redouble my efforts. I can really study what the best in the game have been able to do. And I think he has shown everybody he is absolutely Hall of Fame caliber guy.
Absolutely. I mean, you know the old saying, you have to beat the best to be the best. Yep. He never beat Tom Brady, so Tom will always be the GOAT in my mind. The most Super Bowl wins with one team, just spectacular. But Patrick Mahomes is the new greatest quarterback of this generation. And really, it's not even close. Like, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, those guys are good, but they're not Patrick Mahomes, who made a highlight this weekend with a behind-the-back pass. You do that in basketball, not in football. He's crazy, the kind of things that he comes up with. And he has a great relationship with his head coach, Andy Reid, who I also think is one of the greatest coaches of all time. So, I mean, I do my show Mondays from Capitol Ale House, and in walked a Chiefs fan, and I was just like, are you kidding me? Chiefs fan in Richmond? How is that happening? But you know what? He's great. He's happy because that team finds a way to win 11-plus games almost every year.
Yeah, yeah, it's just an amazing thing. So, obviously, football is going to be the star at the big football fest this weekend. I want you to remind everybody about that again. But, I mean, the weather's starting to change. We got to be thinking about one or two or 10 or 12 other sports that are starting to percolate to the surface, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I like to say that football season kicks off the sports calendar.
Yeah.
Because football comes, then boom, college basketball, boom, NBA, NHL, and, you know, baseball playoffs get started, oh, in October when football's already rolling, right? So I do think football kicks off the sports calendar, and that's why we came up with this event to kick off the football season, AWOD's Football Festival, this Saturday from 3 to 7 at River City Roll.
Do we have to get tickets ahead of time or register or anything like that?
You know what? I think we're going to get to the point where we're bringing Football Festival to, you know, some crazy park like Meadowland Park, and we're selling it out with 3,000 mm-hmm. people. But right now, this is just year two, and it's free, and anybody can come. And I'm expecting a decent amount of crowd right at 3 o'clock because we've got an awesome local Richmond band called Flight Club. And these guys do a cool version of punk rock. It sounds kind of like Blink 182 or Sum 41, but they're bringing a bunch of fans. They're local, right, because they're a Richmond band. So okay, they'll kick us off at 3 o'clock. We've got a DJ performing. I've got my friend Mackenzie Ryan, who is an awesome singer. She's going to sing to us the national anthem, and that's when Football Festival will really begin with our football season preview show. And then at 6, we got a closing band, Cass, that's also a local Richmond band. So
cool.
There's music, there's entertainment, great food. We're going to have prizes and giveaways. And, I mean, there's just really no reason not to come down this Saturday.
Well, you covered an issue that I wanted to address, food and beverage. People will be fed and watered and given sunshine. I mean, it's like the whole package, right?
Oh, man. I mean, we just worked this everything to perfection with the timing. River City Roll has happy hour every Saturday at 3 o'clock. Oh, yeah, our party starts right at 3 o'clock. So there's going to be happy hour, food specials, drink specials, all of that and more.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So one more time, Adam, absolutely shameless plug here. Tell everybody all of the details about the Football Fest this Saturday, please.
Yeah. So the whole plan, like I said earlier, was to just to bring together all of the faces and voices when you watch sports on TV and when you listen to the radio. So I forgot to mention even Gary and Gary. Gary Hess, who's done high school football for 31 years in Richmond. Nobody knows more about high school football than him.
That's
He'll be
true.
Involved alongside Gary Criswell as
yep.
well. So Zach Joaquin from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who's the high school football beat writer. And so we said, we got local bands, we've got all the local sports voices, we've got celebrity guests like Fred Smoot, Grant Paulson, and Danny Ruye, and we're going to have prizes. I mean, I'm not sure I can say all the great prizes we're going to give away on the radio, but I can tell you right now, if you win a prize, you're probably going to be going to a big-time college football game this season. How about that?
Sweet. I like it. All right. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you dropping by. This is year number two for this. I know you're just going to absolutely positively put it right through the uprights. I know it's going to be packed. And I'm happy that we have a chance to share it with my listeners because, you know, we like football, too.
I know. And you do such a great job. You and John Reed, you guys have really established WRVA as the number one source for news. And so we're trying to get to that level with 910 being the number one source for sports.
You're doing a great job. I appreciate it, my friend. That is Adam Epstein. And this Saturday, he's got his big football fest. This is year number two. And if you like football, if you care about football, this is where you need to be on Saturday. Couple of hours. They've got great food. They've got great beverages. As he mentioned, some great prizes. Wonderful, wonderful people that are coming out for the event. I just think you're going to have a great time. So if you've got Saturday free, by the way, just between us, you don't have to stay for the whole thing, right? It's like any other party. Come when you want, leave what you want, but make a point to get down there and support our friend Adam and the rest of our friends over there at The Fan. It is 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yes, I am. Now, you may or may not know, I follow the CFL, Canadian Football League. Our season's been underway. We start, when do we start? When does the snow finally melt? June, I think. And then we're done by Thanksgiving. I want to go to the Grey Cup one year. That's my goal. I know everybody wants to go to the big NFL championship. I always get leery about saying it, right? Because you get like 10,000 pieces of paper about how you can report or not report. I just, you know, that big game that the NFL has. But I would love to go to the CFL. It's a faster game. The guys on the field are not made in some laboratory somewhere. You know, they're not 8 feet tall and 400 pounds. But anywho, all right, Mr. Katz, in my opinion, a parent giving puberty blockers to a seven-year-old should be doing time for child abuse. Ken in Chesterfield. Text coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Well, I don't know that I can argue with you, Ken. It's kind of what Riley Gaines said about this boy up here in Hanover, who at age 7, according to Riley Gaines, now I don't know if it's true, but according to Riley Gaines, this boy was given puberty blockers so that he did not go through puberty and fully develop all of his male characteristics. But he's a guy. I don't wish him any harm, believe me when I tell you that. But when the judge says he's been discriminated against based on his sex, I sit back and say, well, yes, of course he has. Because he's a boy and he wants to play on the girls' tennis team. If he really wants to play tennis, then go try out for the boys' tennis team. I wonder also, is this another case where somebody is not good enough at their chosen sport to play with the guys and decides that they want to play with the girls instead? It's a little bit easier. It bothers me as the father of a daughter. Now, Julia's never going to be competing for a spot on a sports team, or we're never going to worry about an athletic scholarship, any sort of scholarship for Julia. But if Julia were a typically developing girl, and let's say her passion, I don't know, was swimming or softball or tennis, and she worked really hard and got up early and went to practices and trained and did all this stuff that athletes do, and then all of a sudden had her spot taken away by some guy who just wasn't good enough to be on the guys' team and was apparently good enough to be on the girls' team, but then took away Julia's spot on the team or took away Julia's scholarship to college, yeah, darn right, I'd be livid about that. 804, also checking in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, I really do hope you can get KC on for a chat. Well, I'm working on that. I've got my fingers crossed. We're going to give you a chance to win the tickets. That's guaranteed. 4:20 this afternoon. No. Let me rephrase that. 4:20-ish this afternoon. I will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. They are coming August the 31st, 7 o'clock in the evening, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. Of course, that's at the Serve Pro Pavilion at Meadow Event Park up here in Doswell. Great show. I've been looking at the reviews as they are on tour, right? This entire summer, KC and the Sunshine Band's been out on tour. And every time you read one of these reviews, it is filled really with smiles. I love it. Mike, checking in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, says, Jeff, regarding that Hanover case, I wonder what legal precedent was used by the judge, or was her decision based upon a personal view? Just curious. I'm sure that there are some decisions mentioned here. Very, very unusual to have a court case come down that doesn't mention something about something. But this judge, just so you know, is an Obama appointee. That may or may not tell you just about everything you need to know for her personal perspective on things. You know what's so troubling about all of this? Are the number of women, I mean actual women, you know, with XX chromosomes, on the left, who are unwilling to confront this issue. One of the big ones, of course, is Abigail Spamberger, the phony, the fraud, the wannabe governor. She's all on board with having your girl lose a spot on the team to somebody's guy. That makes sense to me either. It is 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.